At this point, no evacuations, no residents have been displaced. The homes that are affected are still the original two from the weekend. It's Mother Nature, so we're working with her. We're trying to figure out what her next step is and move on from there.
That was Gina Lambert talking about the Florida sinkhole problem. Boy, oh boy, it is a scary thing that has happened. We've seen this crisscross around the state of Florida, and ultimately what the results are. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Boy, if it's not sinkholes, it's something else. Can you imagine dealing with your yard suddenly eating itself? Because that's what it looks like. And then, worse yet, trying to take you and your house with it. Remember the sad story about what happened to the one man who was in bed, and they couldn't save him. He just was literally sucked into the earth and trapped. And at least the rest of the people in that house got out. So there is a big concern about sinkholes in Florida, and they seem to be opening up again. And the one there that they're talking about, it's at a sprawling retirement community, and that sinkhole, there was a sinkhole that was plugged up over the weekend between two houses. So there is a concern that this is, hey, something that we are dealing with in the state. And how many properties can you possibly know the potential for having a sinkhole? How many places can they head off at the pass until they start to see signs? And the answer is that's what it is. They got to see signs of the sinkhole. So even though it was plugged, Gina Lambert, who you heard there from the village's public safety department, said that the sinkhole expanded overnight by another 6 to 10 feet. She said the crews are going to pour cement into a 50-foot deep hole. A 50-foot deep hole. And this is because the neighbors noticed it was growing. And they called the cops. A Tampa firm had been working on the sinkhole for about 3 weeks. It's crazy what has happened. It's crazy what has happened down there with this problem, how rough it is. Because it's not something that is easily to the naked eye. It's not something that you necessarily see. You don't until it's too late. It's already happening, and hopefully you catch it like they have here. But sometimes that's not in the cards. They don't catch them quickly enough. And then you're left hoping upon hope that that's not going to, you know, it's not going to eat up any more of the property, or more importantly, as I said in the beginning, you. Because there's the other part of this. It's about the people more than anything else. All right, power to the people when it comes to guns. That's what the governor is saying pretty much in Georgia. Governor Deal, across the board, this has been discussed now for a while. Guns in public places, bars, schools, churches. The schools and the church, ultimately it'll be up to them as to whether they're going to allow that to happen, but it's looking like some will end up that way. So Governor Deal made a whole bunch of people happy and a whole bunch of other people really, really furious because he kicked open the door for other states to potentially do this. But this is legislation that lawmakers were talking about, that they pushed through and he signed. That's what he did. His role in it was to sign it. And he did. So Georgia, for example, in the schools when they vote, you could have teachers that are armed. In the church, you could bring your firearm in if the church allows it, because legally it'll be allowed. And then in a bar, you go to a bar at night, you could have, be packing heat, you could have your gun with you. Is it a deterrent? Is it a positive? Is it a negative? I think it's a swirl of emotions from people who have been hit with this and just weren't thinking about it. Just weren't thinking that that was what was really going to happen in Florida, that there might be a veto, but there, in Georgia. But, of course, there's no veto happening. Breaking news, a gunman opened fire on a Ukrainian military unit in the Donetsk region overnight. The defense minister is saying that the details are pretty sketchy, but it's another one of these situations where we have an open fire. Somebody pulls up pro-Russian, and then, boom, they're firing at the people on the ground. Wow, that's sad. And what are they going to do? At this point, they don't have the power other than to say, this is what they're doing to us. Will you help us? Look what's happening. And by the way, speaking of this is what they're doing to us, how do you let a vet die? How do you let a vet die on a secret list and not give him medical care? That's what happened in Phoenix, according to CNN. 40 U.S. vets died while they were standing around waiting to see a doctor. Delays, not enough support. And then a report that comes out that spells that out. A huge, huge and fatal problem. I can't even imagine with what the military does to put somebody in that situation, that predicament, when they have something wrong with them. It was part of a scheme designed by the Veteran Affairs managers, they say, in Phoenix, who were trying to hide that 1,400 to 1,600 sick vets were forced to wait for months to see a doctor. For months. So we knew there was delays, we knew there was some problems, and we've talked about it. But not a secret list where, okay, we show this list to Washington, it looks good, we're fine, and then here's our other list when this is what we're really charging and here's what's really happening. The VA requires its hospitals to provide care to patients, they say, the way they word it, in a timely manner, as typically within 14 to 30 days. Well, there was no 14 to 30 days, and the proof is all the bodies that have piled up, that if they were treated, it might have made a difference. The secret list. I mean, I feel sorry for those families, for the people. It's terrible, especially hearing that story. And once somebody's on the list, it's very hard to get off the secret list. And that's too bad, because there's lots of sad stories about people who died, and if only they were in a better position and had gotten the care they needed at the VA, oh, what a difference that would have made. But it didn't happen. So you can expect probably lawsuits. Probably lawsuits, because there's too much of a cover-up there, although they, it might be tough to file that lawsuit, but I bet you there's some people that would be willing to take it up. So the VA is playing this close to the vest, needless to say, but it's a sad, sad situation. All right, stay with us. We're teeing it up. We're going to hit it to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Surprisingly, a lot of you had plenty to say when we checked the mailbag tonight about the recent Supreme Court decision on affirmative action. Some say foul, and plenty of you say it's fair. Project 21's Joe Hicks joins us now. He definitely is a guy who always has a hardcore opinion. We've had him on once before. He was just absolutely terrific. So, Joe, we are psyched to have you back on the show. Your reaction initially to what you heard with the opinion just the other day?
Well, first, it's really nice to be back with you again, Kate. I was certainly pleased with the decision. It was the proper kind of ruling. I would have frankly, in fact, I traveled back to Michigan and had spent some time with the Attorney General back there encouraging him to make argument that would open the case up, that would allow some of the more aggressive conservatives on the bench, like Scalia, to dive into the constitutionality of racial preferences itself. Okay, fine. They didn't do that. They ruled very narrowly. They simply said the right thing, that the people of any state have the ability to vote for a measure that bans racial discrimination, in this case called racial preferences. So they did the right thing, and it clearly sends a strong signal, particularly states like California, where I'm talking to you from, that have been contemplating trying to overturn a similar measure here in California. So hopefully that scared those folks off.
Yeah, though it's interesting because some people that say this is an outrageous decision who have called the show say, how can you have a black president and a black attorney general and allow this to happen? But you say that's perfectly, it makes sense that we don't have that. Is that your point of view?
Well, actually, the fact that we have a black president, a black attorney general, don't really factor in. This was in the realm of the Supreme Court. You had the justice looking, that it broke down to a 6-2 vote. It's interesting that some of the more liberal justices actually crossed the aisle and voted with some of the more conservative justices, like Thomas and Scalia and Roberts and others. So the 6-2 means they clearly got what was going on. The interesting fight here, Kate, is actually what broke out between Sotomayor, who wrote a what a lot of, you know, liberals are terming a scathing dissent. And she actually read from this thing for like 15 to 20 minutes while Scalia and Roberts and others were like rolling their eyes because her, you know, considering this woman is on the highest bench in the entire land. And many people have argued, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't have, this is above my pay grade. But a lot of people are saying that her dissent simply doesn't make good, solid legal sense. And that's based on a lot of constitutional scholars that examined her dissent and went, wait a minute, what is this woman actually arguing here? So it's very interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's very interesting. And what do you think happens with the other states? Because now this gets tossed back state-wise, if you will, this decision by the Supreme Court. And, you know, that upholds the rights of the states to ban the racial preferences in university admissions, specifically.
Well, it strengthens the hand of people in states like California, Washington, obviously Michigan just got settled, Missouri, Arizona, other states that have passed these kind of measures that, interestingly enough, and I would have loved to have been sitting in a position to ask Sotomayor, what was her feeling about the language of the 1964 Civil Rights Act? Because almost every single one of these states has lifted language literally from the 1964 Civil Rights Act, banning discrimination on the basis of race, sex, gender, on down the line. So what you have are states that have looked at that language and said, yeah, we don't want to discriminate against anybody, and certainly we don't want somebody's skin color to prevent them from getting into a university. So it strengthens the hand in states like California that have been under the gun and other states, and it encourages, I think, ballot measures in other states, because what it says, what the Supreme Court says is, listen, these are the things that states can determine. So you can have individual states raise constitutional amendments in their states to simply ban the use of race in hiring, in education, and in contracting. So it's going to be interesting to see if we do have more states now putting up these kind of measures before the voters.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Joe Hicks, Project 21. Thanks, man. We look forward to a future conversation.
Hey, Kate. Really good talking with you.
And picking up that thread along with that conversation with Joe, it's interesting because, as he was pointing out, California, during oral arguments in October, the Michigan Solicitor General, John Birch, disputed all of the statistics that were coming out. He said changes in 2010 that allowed the students there to check more than one racial box really skewed the figures, and that was part of the problem in Michigan. The percentage of African Americans among entering freshmen, by the way, at the University of California, Berkeley, UCLA, and Michigan, tossing that back in, were the lowest among the nation's top universities in 2011. But that's where the Michigan Solicitor General said, well, at least in our case, these figures are not correct. And Michigan's argument pretty much focused on equal rights for white and minority students. And some conservative scholars pushed even further, say they're doing away with affirmative action. You know, by doing that, it gives the minorities a better chance of succeeding at less competitive schools. So I think this debate is far from over. You know, this ruling on race-conscious schools' admission policies are going to become pretty decisive now because it ends the government enforcement rules that created the quotas, let's face it, because that was part of it. Okay, here's the quota. You have to follow this. And now that quota has disappeared. So the Supreme Court has moved the needle in a different direction. And what Joe and a lot of the other conservative African Americans who are part of Project 21 say is that it actually moved us closer to the colorblind principle that Martin Luther King advocated. And that's part of that, of course, is embedded in the 14th Amendment. So where this case has ended up and the rippling effects of it, we haven't seen yet. This is all now what's going to happen. This is all what's going to happen on these on the grounds of these schools and what they're going to have to get rid of, or at least they're not going to have the pressure anyway of having to meet requirements, the affirmative action requirements. So it's an incredible switch. And I'll be interested to see what happens. Like, for example, there was the Fisher versus University of Texas at Austin, and that was on remand from the Supreme Court to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the previous court term, you know, because we have to roll that back, it was involved in Fisher versus Texas at Austin and the voting rights case, too, if you remember, which was Shelby County, Alabama versus Holder. So we've seen a lot of this roll in the same direction, which creates a lot of that buzz, and certainly will have some effects on what happens with the diversity and minority retention rates and what's going to happen now that this data isn't, the demographics aren't going to be pushed like they were before. Will that change the admission policies that are in place in many of the universities? So it's interesting, too, with the Michigan voters, the rights initiative became Section 26 of Michigan State Constitution after it was enacted, and it was supported by 58% of Michigan voters. Then it was struck down by the Sixth Circuit in 2012, and then that's how all of this ended up in the Supreme Court's lap, and then here's the backing up of the same thing. So putting it back, in other words, putting it back in the state's hands again, the Supreme Court dealing another no way to the affirmative action programs on Tuesday by upholding the right of states to ban racial preferences in university admissions. And by the way, and Joe mentioned it there in case you missed this, what was the makeup of the court? It was a 6-2 decision in this case in Michigan, where that voter-approved initiative that I mentioned, banning affirmative action, was upheld in court, you know, for a decade. So you have those other states, California, Florida, Washington, Arizona, Nebraska, Oklahoma, New Hampshire. They have similar bans. Now others might try to do, you know, to try to do the same thing. And with the Supreme Court ruling, we have to wait and see how those policies affect university admissions and see what the big changes are, I think. All right, thanks so much again for listening to America Tonight. Hang with us, and we got more coming your way next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
With me, Kate Delaney. A big week with a Supreme Court ruling backing it up, booting it back to the states. As we're talking about affirmative action, this is affecting college admissions and some of the really what was the points that were being counted toward getting into many of the public universities. This will change some things, perhaps. It's going to be interesting to see how it's all meted out, let's put it that way. And, of course, we're talking about the Georgia gun laws now. You've got a gun. There's a chance you can carry it in more public places. Some people think this is absolutely outrageous, dangerous, sets a precedent, and it's going to be a shooting gallery in Georgia. I disagree because there's going to be some regulations on that. And also, for example, with the schools, they have to decide whether or not, okay, so you have a teacher that will go through what you have to do to be approved to carry the weapon to school, to take it to school, and then the lockbox and all of that. So it's not just that, okay, woo, we're going to go out, we're just grabbing a gun, and we are ready to roll. There may be some problems enforcing what is legal and what's not legal. I think there will be in the beginning. But it's interesting to see the reaction to this Georgia gun law. And then somebody told me the other day, hey, watch out if you go into a bar. Imagine when tempers are flaring, if you end up where you have the OK Corral and kind of the shootout where people are pulling out guns. And, boy, let's hope that doesn't happen. So Jack Alexander joins us from Down Under. And, Jack, this is right up your alley. You and I have often talked about gun rights and the Second Amendment and all of that. What's your reaction to what's happened in Georgia?
Look, I think it's an actual wonderful thing in Georgia, but it's not so strange. There is one county in Georgia, Kennesaw County, which have had similar laws on the books for almost 30 years now. And violent crime in that county almost disappeared overnight. And the convictions of violent perpetrators in that in the 25, nearly 30 years since have all been from outside of that county. So I tend to question the Georgians would be the state term, I suppose, from someone from Georgia. The Georgians complaining about this, I'm wondering whether their imports from, say, more liberal states complaining about it and not actual native-born Georgians
yeah.
when it comes to all of this.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, Kennesaw County, they've only had one murder via a firearm in 25 years, pretty much since this law came in. Now, the requirement is that every household that is legally able to must have at least one firearm.
Right.
So will it turn into the OK Corral? Probably not. But imagine the look of shock on that dope's face that goes into the bar on a late night to try and hold it up. You know, pulls the gun out to the bartender. You know, this is a stick up, and you know, 20 people pull out their guns and say, "Yeah, right, mate, sit down and be quiet."
Well, you know what? I would prefer that. If I'm the person in there and that happens, bravo. That's what I would want. That's what I'm saying. There's the stranger that might have your back, by the way, in some of these situations where people have been killed in the crossfire.
And this is the whole thing. According to FBI figures, some 4,000 to 4,500 crimes are prevented daily in the United States by law-abiding people with firearms. That's a day. So, you know, we only hear about the Sandy Hooks or the Columbines or the tragic event that saw Gabrielle Giffords seriously wounded. Now, for her to come out and say, oh, this is a bad thing, is completely hypocritical on her and her husband's part because prior to that, she was a gun, carried concealed.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, makes it incredibly hypocritical for her. You know, if these people want to stop, these politicians like Bloomberg and so on want to really get serious about, the Second Amendment, how about they give up their armed guards? I mean, Bloomberg goes nowhere without a small paramilitary force escorting him to protect his lily white backside.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he rides the subways.
It's the same with Robert Manuel. It's the same with so many others. If they think that the society would be better without guns, then stop being a politician, stop being a hypocrite, and lead by example.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Bloomberg is the great example, riding the subways, and then he's always got somebody with him that's armed. Absolutely. The whole time he was mayor, he would boast about doing that, but he always had someone around. You know what it was like Rosie O'Donnell when she used to harp on the whole Second Amendment thing and guns, but she had protection with her, somebody with a gun. So you can't have it both ways.
Exactly. Benny Hinn, the TV evangelist, was refused a visa to come to Australia because he wanted to bring his small personal protection detail of nearly 100 armed security guards. When a preacher needs 100 armed bodyguards, makes you wonder whether the message is right on the money. But, you know, when it comes to law-abiding citizens, you know, a few years back I was living in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. I came outside and there was a couple of young gentlemen trying to acquire themselves my brand-new motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I confronted them over it. One of them pulled a knife. So I took out my 9mm pistol. Colorado at that stage was an open carry state. And I literally held them there at gunpoint until the police turned up. When I called 911, I said, I am holding these two Mexican gentlemen at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they turned up, I followed the police's instructions to the letter. Sir, we realize you're the caller. You need to put the firearm down. I said, fine, I'm going to drop the magazine out. I cleared the round that was in the chamber. You know, which direction do you want me to pass the weapon? Did exactly what they said. And, you know, I'm a free man. One of these guys is doing life without the possibility because he was a third-time felony loser.
Wow.
The other guy's doing 10 to 15. Another guy's doing 10 to 15. The killer in all of this, both of these gentlemen had been deported back to Mexico just 6 weeks earlier.
Of course, that goes into the whole illegal immigration problem. Yeah, absolutely. And good for you. Yeah, good for you that you were armed.
Yeah, and you know, the cheek of them, they tried to say I was trying to jack their motorcycle at gunpoint. Well, I got a security camera over my shoulder that showed them cutting the padlock.
Right.
The bill of sale in my pocket, the DMV documentation, the keys to the ignition, the keys to the lock on the chain, the big burly chain that they were trying to cut through with a hacksaw. You know, there was no way that I was trying to steal their motorcycle with all of that evidence in my hot little hand.
You had them. That's good. What a story. Wow, what a story. Jack, thanks for sharing that and your thoughts, too, as well.
Anytime, Kate.
That was good. You know, and you heard what Jack had to say there about Kennesaw. He's right. We've talked about that before. The argument then will be, well, what about other parts of the state? They're not quite the same thing. But they're showing that it worked. And because, as he said, they have the law in place where if you can be armed, if you're able-bodied and you can't be armed, then you have to be armed. Remember, there was the police chief in Detroit that wanted the people there to, or in Michigan, in a town in Michigan close to Detroit, where he wanted the people to have to be required, if they could, to be armed because they couldn't answer all the police calls. And he said, this is too dangerous. You have to be able to have a weapon and use a weapon. So would we see, and will we see that in Georgia, that this is a deterrent? That now all of a sudden everybody who is anti-gun and saying this is dangerous and this is going to lead to more deaths and problems and people pulling out guns to settle disputes and it's going to be just terrible. They may find the opposite, that instead, because of the threat of that, that things calm down in certain situations. But of course that, you know, tempers can flare and we know that we're not naive. There's always that possibility. But as Jack pointed out, and I have pointed out many, many, many times on this show, there are so many instances where somebody saves somebody's life because they legally have a weapon and they react to a horrible situation and they pull someone down. It's like the arguments that we've just had over the military base and whether or not soldiers who come back should be able to carry their sidearms. For goodness sake, they're defenseless on these bases. And then look what's happened twice in Killeen, Texas in 2009 and just recently. How heartbreaking is that? That somebody sacrifices over and over again and then they're walking on the base, or they're in some building in the base and they're sitting ducks and they get shot by somebody who goes lunatic. And there's nothing you can do. You can't bring people back to life other than to say, oh, we're terribly sorry. Thank you for your service. Have all the dignitaries come down to the base and do what you do when something like that happens. But the sting of that is unbelievable. I mean, there's one place where I don't think it's going to happen, where I think you should be able to carry your sidearm. Absolutely, you should be able to do that. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Tonight, and this is one of my favorite new segments, by the way, that we do. Time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Hi, Dad!
All right, this is pretty bad, but I actually will confess that Joe, who sent me this note from New York, and I are in the same boat. Joe says, yo, yo, Katie D. I've been listening. I like to listen to the show when I'm on the third shift. Sometimes I work different hours and then I just download it. You should make sure you tell people that they can do that. And I was very excited when I had a slip in my schedule where I was working, quotes, normal hours. I decided I would surprise my wife and make dinner. So it actually turned out pretty well. I made meatloaf and potatoes and some surprise vegetable. I'm going to call it that because it was supposed to be broccoli, but I'm not so sure it was broccoli by the time I was done. But it was edible, and she didn't really notice. What did happen, however, is I forgot to turn off the oven. When I woke up the next day, I felt like the house was on fire. Luckily, it was not. but it was hotter than you know what. So it kind of scared me, and of course I flipped the oven off, thinking that maybe we were spared some more tragic accident, because certainly things like that have happened to people where they've left the oven on and something very unforeseen has happened. You know, that's why I say Joe and I have something in common. I've done that now a couple times where I thought it was off. I'll tell you the one time it was like turkey bacon, right? So I threw it in the oven. I mean, here's a great trick. You're trying to cook everything all at one time. I don't care if it's turkey bacon, regular bacon, whatever. And I was slinging up some omelets for everybody and trying to time them right. So I put the bacon to let it still be warm in the oven, and it worked like a charm. It was great. But I forgot to turn the oven off, and I had the same experience as Joe. It was like a hot rush of air flying in my face the next day, and I had left it on for overnight. I mean, that was from the morning to overnight. So I feel ya. I know what you're saying there. All right, another kitchen mishap. This one from Anne, who says, Kate, I'm usually pretty good around the equipment, if you know what I mean, in the kitchen. I like to cook, and I guess because out of necessity, I learned to cook. I don't know if that I would have necessarily, but I was a single mom. My two sons are now away at college. And I can tell you about a kind of a really dumb thing that I did. My boys would sometimes want to help me, which was awesome. And my younger one, Jack, wanted to help me with the potatoes, so I told him to be careful, you know, showed him how to do everything with the mixer and everything else. And lo and behold, he started the mixer, and I don't know what happened, but it was like mixer gone wild. Just like we've seen, I think, in an episode of I Love Lucy, we all were wearing the mashed potatoes. And in the end, the mixer slid off the table and was smashed to smithereens. Because it was one of those crazy days, I almost felt like I was going to cry. But then all we could do was laugh. And to this day, it is still one of our more hysterical moments. So a mishap that was a dumb thing. I should have just done the potatoes myself and really have not trusted him to do it since he had never used the mixer before. But it turned out to be one of our biggest belly laughs of all time. We still bring it up each and every year when it's the holidays and somebody's mashing potatoes. So maybe it was a dumb thing, but it ended up giving us something to really remember through the years. Okay, that is interesting, and I'm sure many people have had mixer mishaps where things have sprung back up at them, or the mixer got caught, you know, on the side or fell apart, because sometimes you have the mixers that, depends on the size of the mixer. Is it a hand mixer would be different from a big giant mixer where you stick the paddles in and it just goes down into the whatever it is you're mixing. Okay, here's one from Scrivy who says, Kate, I think other people have called in about this as far as dumb things, but I have to put my name on the list. I was so hurried and crazed trying to get a birthday cake for my daughter. When I was running home one day, my wife was cooking dinner. Everything was set, no problem. She was going to have a party that weekend, but this was our family dinner. So all I had to do was go to the bakery, get the cake, and it was a big cake. It was sort of like one of those, I think they call it sheet cakes. And there was only going to be five of us at dinner, so I thought that was strange that she got such a big cake. Well, I got the cake, went to the car, started to mess around, my phone rang, started to try to dig for my phone, then I pulled out my keys, and I had just completely forgotten about the cake, which I laid to rest on top of my car. I got in, drove away, and pretty much it was cake splatter all over the place. So I ended up running to the supermarket to get a round pre-made cake because that was the only thing I could do on a short amount of time. There was no way to have another one done the way that it was supposed to be done up. My wife was not happy with me, and it was a very dumb thing. So this seems to be universal with people leaving things on their car where they forget it and then they just, because you're stressed or hassled or you're looking for something and you're not remembering it. I think it's very common. It is a dumb thing, and oh, especially with a cake, that is bad. But I think it's not as unusual as you would think. I remember one time, and many of you can probably relate to this in the United States and even outside our borders. So you live close to a sea area and you're going to a beach somewhere on a family holiday. You've rented a house or you own a house or whatever the circumstance might be. And in Philadelphia and in other areas, even Michiganders come here. But let's say the South Jersey Shore, you pack up your half of your house and you drive down to the shore. And I had cousins that were meeting us there the last time I was there. And my nephew had a brand new, he was so excited, saved every penny to get, and he's 14 years old, to get the GoPro camera because he plays soccer and skateboards and whatever. And this cool GoPro camera basically is something you can mount and you can see yourself upside down in the action shots. It just takes them with whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter what it is in the water. And he was so excited about this waterproof GoPro camera that was not very cheap. And he did that. We think he left it on the roof of the car, but it might not have been there. It might have been on the driveway somewhere, but it was gone. So all the way down the Jersey Shore, finds out doesn't have the camera, and it's an hour and a half later, and he is very, very sad and upset. But they tried to retrace their steps, and they could not find the camera, so we really believe that it was either on the roof or it was somewhere on the driveway. All right, one last one, and this one is from Carlos. And Carlos says, Kate, you make me laugh. Dumb things. Oh, where do I start? I guess the dumbest thing is when I got my water bill and I realized I should have fixed those sprinklers in the backyard. I figured it was no big deal and I eventually would get to it, but I have to admit I'm not the best handyman around. And the sprinklers were kind of like little waterfalls because they were broken and they just kept shooting out water. So I did turn the amount of days down. However, when I got the water bill and it was $500, I was pretty upset. I called the city and they said, yeah, that you must have a broken sprinkler. You're supposed to turn them off and have it fixed. Otherwise, you get a bill like that. So that was a pretty dumb thing that I did. By knowing what was going on and still not fixing it, I paid the price literally because of that. All right, if you've done something dumb and you want to share it, send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact, write dumb things on the top, and we may read yours on the air.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.